Big news story that we updated you on, Muse in the news. They have now rescued 8 of those 12 soccer players, the Thai boys trapped in that cave. So the news is getting better and better as the story goes along. 8 of the 12 now rescued, and hopes are high that they're going to get the other 4 out. Well, one of the ways that they've been rescuing these kids is to teach them on the fly to swim through this deep water and underwater, and how to use some of this gear in order for them to get out of the cave. And it just so happens that just back from her time there, yes, is one of the people who are teaching them how to swim, and we welcome her into the studio. Look at this. It's Marge.
Hi, oh, George.
I doubt this story.
Hi,
to begin with.
George.
Hi, Marge.
Hi, Marge.
It's so good to see you.
Hey, Marge. I'm here, too.
Say hi to the non-George, George.
His name's Craig. Say hi to him.
Craig, I don't know if you know this, but George was my star swimmer back in the day.
Yes, I've heard that.
And we almost got all the way to the Olympics with him.
If only.
If only he could swim like a dolphin this one.
Mm-hmm.
He could move through the water so fast.
Not
it was
fast.
Like it was his life's purpose.
Average swimmer didn't swim after the age of 13.
I've had to do a few cave rescues in my day.
You have.
I'm kind of the world's leading expert.
Ah,
you've been in on these, huh?
I have. They called me as soon as they found out that these children were missing, and they said, get over there pronto. And I said, yes, sir, and hung up the phone. And so I've been trying to scrounge up the cash to get over there.
Oh, so you haven't really been over
getting
there.
Getting real close.
Oh, we thought
you're
you
a quarter of a way to my goal.
We thought you had just come back. So you haven't been assisting.
I haven't been over there yet.
Yeah, she's tough
because
to mobilize.
Because of the whole money issue.
Right. Well, maybe we can do a GoFundMe.
It's tough. It's tough out there. But, yes, I'm the foremost expert, so that's why they called me immediately down at the shelter and said, get over here.
Well, how would you teach someone to swim that quickly so they could, like, swim underwater and out of a cave?
Well, they would have to use my patented Marge pull and pray technique.
Pull and pray?
You remember this, George.
No,
we used to do it all the time.
I don't.
George used to pull and pray with me all the time.
I don't think we want to hear this story.
That's where you throw a rope to someone in the water, and then you pull them towards you and pray they make it back safely.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So it's actually pull and pray.
That's what we'd have to do. Either that or another technique that, George, you may remember we used to do quite often, doggy style.
Dog paddle, I think is what they call it, yeah.
You always supported me on this one when I was trying to teach people this. Yeah. George was always behind me when we were doing doggy style.
And I don't think we called it that. We called it freestyle.
This is when the swimmer dog paddles their way across the water.
Sure, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Right, and for these inexperienced swimmers, they may have to do the dog paddle.
It's easier than teaching a full stroke.
Yeah, right. George, you remember all the good times we had,
no,
don't you?
I never swam around you.
What about
or for
the Thai
you?
Cave boys? Can we
complete this sentence, George? The thing I remember most about Marge from back in the day is blank.
That's right, blank. We never worked together.
You can't name one good thing about working with me?
No, I didn't know you before you started jumping on our show.
How about the best thing about me was my huge set of breasts that stood so high and tight? That's the way you described them then.
No.
That's the way you described them then.
No, I didn't.
Now they don't quite look like that.
No.
They look like tennis balls in the end of tube socks now, but
yeah, well, you're older.
They kind of fell down a little bit.
Kind of.
Yeah,
it'll happen.
And I think it's due to age, because I know it's not from breastfeeding.
Oh, yeah.
I never had the gift of children.
No.
Anyway.
What about the Thai boys? Are we looking at the other 4 being rescued?
I would love to rescue the final 4 boys, mm-hmm, if George would fund me to get a
plane. Well, we don't have time.
Right
over there.
I would do it cheaply. JetBlue, a Spirit,
well,
or something.
That's not the point.
It's life or death, George. Why don't you fund
please,
her?
At her
George,
age, I don't think we need to be sending her in there.
Please. I haven't had full-time employment since You got me fired from that high school job for inappropriate activity.
I didn't get you fired from anywhere.
We never heard that story.
I sent him some selfies. That didn't go over well. They weren't well received.
They didn't have those back then.
They were Polaroids.
I never swam for you.
I bet you're looking at me wondering why the full body cast.
No. Did come to my attention,
Funny story.
Funny?
I was trying to get across the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge on half a charge. You know, the chair, it doesn't hold its charge like it used
to. Not like it used to.
Anyway, I shouldn't have done this during rush hour while on sleeping medication on half a charge. But anyway, I noticed my charge was about to run out about halfway across. So I decided I better turn around and go back. I'm not going to make it. But then the sleeping medicine kicked in, and I fell asleep facing the wrong direction just as the charge ran out.
Oh. Did you drift?
So I awoke as the 18-wheeler was bearing down on me, and it knocked me into next week.
Why don't you live on this side of the bridge?
It hurts so bad. So bad. I hope you don't mind, George, but if you're not willing to go to Thailand to rescue these boys with me, I brought in another swimmer that I've been training to help out.
Nope.
Huh, who's this?
Coco wants to go in cave to save young boys.
It's Coco the gorilla. Well, this is very admirable, but can you swim?
Coco was told Coco's kitten was in the cave.
That's how they'll get you to go in.
Coco will tear mountain apart to get in cave for kitten.
You've had a week and a half, and we still can't get rid of the gorilla.
Coco needs to ask man with pitchfork in lower heaven if Coco can go and to all the caves and rescue all the Thai-socracy.
Okay. You need to add the word hell to your vocabulary. It's not lower heaven.
Gee, thanks, Margin. Thanks, Coco.
She's a great swimmer, George. Listen to her.
Coco on your shoe. Listen to Coco. Coco had to go now. Coco will go get kitten and kill Thai swimmers.
No. Just rescue everything in the cave. Coco, just rescue everything you see in there.
All right, then. It is 8:47 on the ticket.